Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in our island skies, plus a look at what's going on in the world of astronomy. And we're joined, as usual, by Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. We have Venus setting in the west at around about 8. Following Venus will be Mars, also setting in the west around about 8:30 p.m. Now, if you look to the east, be sure to look out for Jupiter, which will rise above the horizon at 6:20 p.m. Our moon will be passing through its full phase. You may be able to spot the International Space Station. On Tuesday, the ISS will be passing from the west-southwest to the north-northeast at around 6:54 p.m. Now, joining the ISS this week will be the Hubble Space Telescope. On Saturday, it will be passing from the west to the southwest at 8:07 p.m.
In the news cycle online, I keep seeing little tidbits about it, and I remember you had said we were on a trajectory, if you will, to get some more information soon about it, and that was the NASA journey into the asteroid belt.
That's right. We are returning to the remarkable voyage of NASA's Dawn spacecraft. Dawn is on course for a date with destiny, a rendezvous with a mysterious dwarf planet known as Ceres. As it has gotten closer to Ceres, it has begun taking spectacular images of the dwarf planet. Just last week, a stunning animation was released by NASA showing the dwarf planet rotating as it orbits the Sun. This amazing set of images clearly shows the surface of Ceres. This is most impressive when you consider that Ceres is only around 590 miles in diameter.
How far away was the spacecraft when it shot these?
Dawn was roughly about 147,000 miles away on January the 25th when it took these images. In fact, these images are about 30% more detailed than anything taken by the Hubble Space Telescope.
What do we know about this interesting place?
Well, right now, our knowledge of Ceres is limited. What we do know is that it's a small body mostly composed of ice and rock. However, we are already starting to get excited because these latest images show bizarre features on the surface of Ceres. We see mysterious white patches near the poles, possibly ice deposits or huge craters. There are also mysterious dark regions that we really have no clue about. That's why this mission is so exciting. Dawn will reveal all of these secrets and perhaps present even more mysteries as its mission continues.
I have an idea what those patches are.
And what would that be?
Maybe it's the snowstorm that was just on Venus. Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you so much for the report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week here for Stargazer.